Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Bilbrey's with us, folks. Pam's a great member of our Brain Trust. She helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace by helping them identify their strengths and weaknesses and maximize the former and minimize the latter. She is the author of co-author, I should say, along with Brian Jones, of Ordinary Greatness is Where You Least Expect It Everywhere. And she's here to talk to us about something that's very important. Pam Bilbrey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. You know, Pam, one of the things that has to be part of any successful 21st century organization, whether no matter how tiny it is or how big it is, that is innovation. You've got to be innovative in order to not only be competitive, but to do what I'm calling even more important than being competitive, and that's relevant. If you're going to be
Absolutely.
Relevant to respond to the marketplace, to respond to customers' expectations, if you're going to be relevant, you have to be innovative. And you can't do that if you're an ordinary organization, or if you have found, if you've wallowed into a complacent place in your career. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. You know, this idea about complacency is a real threat for any small business. And the irony of it, Jim, is the more successful a business, the greater the threat of complacency.
Explain. I think most people know what they think they know what complacency means, but what does it mean in the market? What does it look like in the marketplace?
It means the same old, same old. It means that the energy of the business and the business owner begin to go down. That passion that got them to start their business in the first place starts to wane. Their attention to their product or customer service becomes sort of so-so, or what I would call plain vanilla. Complacency is when the business starts to ignore the signs that things aren't going as well as they used to. They find excuses for why that's happening as opposed to taking control and looking into it and making decisions to turn things around. They have this almost mentality of explaining away things.
They're just tired of all the velocity of change. And I'm old enough, Pam, to remember when you could actually get away with that.
Things
didn't change very fast, and a guy could open his business up for 20, 30 years and basically sell the same thing and do okay. But the last 20 years, that jig has been up, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, this idea about whitewater change is real to every business owner, and you can easily and quickly become irrelevant in the marketplace. Consumers are very picky, they're very demanding, and you've got to be on top of what they want before they actually may even know what they want in order to survive. You know, it's interesting, I was driving by one of these small convenience stores the other day, and my husband and I were talking, and I looked over and they had those big red boxes where you can check out videos, and I thought, wow, think about the stores, the Blockbusters and other stores that you used to go to and rent videos, and most of them no longer exist.
Right.
And that business wasn't there for those many years.
It came and went. Yeah.
It came and went, and the same is true for all small businesses. You've got to be relevant. You've got to be adaptable to change. You've got to be ahead of the change curve in order to survive.
Well, the term that I've used for myself and as I've talked to my audience about is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to say it.
because your industry is may not be going anywhere, but the role you play in that industry is going to change, and it uh-huh. may change, and it's probably going to change faster than human beings want it to change, Pam, and that our capital budget wants it to change, and our energy level wants it to change. But the thing is, you know, this is one of those things that it's just the way it is. And so being complacent is if you're a complacent owner, the organization is in trouble. If you got complacent employees, you got to figure out how to get them fired up or out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to create an environment for yourself and those that work for you to start each day intellectually fresh, willing to learn, have this almost healthy dissatisfaction for the status quo, people not to get into complacency and the same old every single day, but to look at their business with new ideas.
How do we do that? How do we make that happen?
Well, I think one of the first things we have to do is be open to the critical voices and really listen to what
you're not talking about. You're not talking about my mother, right?
Sometimes it might be your mother, but more often it's your customers. They'll tell you what they like and what they don't like, and we need to be open to those critical voices. Look at the marketplace, see what's happening. Get out there and network, not only within your own business domain, but within other types of businesses. Find out what the trends are in the marketplace. What's new? What's fresh? What's exciting? How can that apply to your business? How can you be unique?
One of my mentors called that checking your position.
Ah, yes.
In other words, he was saying in another context, he was saying, make sure that you're looking around to see how you're comparing to those around you, to the things going on around you. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. You have to have your eyes wide open and just constantly be questioning, looking, asking, be inquisitive at all times.
This is why I recommend people for small business owners to be members of their chamber, be members of a civic group, to be members of their industry trade group, the local, the state, the national, maybe the international trade group. Folks, this is how you find out how you're measuring up from a complacency standpoint, from an innovation standpoint. You get ideas, and you can see what other people are doing who are successful. If you're not being successful, then you can see what you got to do. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. Her book is called Ordinary Greatness. She and I will be right back. We got more of this to come after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.